It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Anderson, is there a reason why your shoe is untied? You see, on the kickball field, a screw-up like that can put you in a wheelchair. You'll end up writing your name with a pencil taped to your head the rest of your life. Set a 10.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The phone's just crapped out on me, so I will tell you that our winner is Fred Marcello of Bristow, Virginia. Fred's going to take home $100 for the weekend, and I think that's a good thing.
Mighty Freddy. He's always ready.
Freddy is always ready. You know, we had a pretty good technical week, believe it or not.
We did.
We have any major malfunctions until right now when the phone's completely crapped out on me.
And that's because you were giving away money.
I do a nice thing, and then I'm punished by this crap happening.
No good deed, Mike.
Well, that doesn't make me happy. Monday's show, we got a good one for you. Author of the book Dogology. Rob, don't look at me like that. I have no idea what it means either.
Are you sure it's not doxology?
Dogology.
Dogology.
Bethann, what the hell is dogology about?
Study of dogs.
Thank you.
I'm just guessing.
I know you're smart. I know you're a smart man. But I meant, I know dogology psychology and biology, Buzz.
I don't know what it means either.
Her name is Vicky. But is her name really Vicky Croak?
It is.
Biology is the study of Jim Neighbors.
Just after four on the show, Vicky Croak will be here. Dogology, what's she all about? I know you love dogs, Bethann.
Right. And yes, it's how you relate to your dog.
I see.
And how your dog relates
psychology,
to you.
Psychology.
Does this mean if we talk to Vicky Croak on the show that I'll be able to get along with Beluga a little bit better?
Yes, she can help.
Did she also write a book on frogs?
Frogology?
Croak.
Oh.
Is he going to do that all on Monday? Yeah.
Let me explain something about Rob. Nobody likes the weekends as much as Rob. So Rob is really, I give Rob right now till the end of the show, really about 6:15. I give Rob a complete free pass. I'll play the crickets, but that's just him. If you get pissed at that, you're not going to be able to work with the guy. He's going to do Julia and Robert the Third jokes in the last hour of the show.
I might slip in something hateful, something racist. Stick around, folks. Get ready, America.
That is just the way it works. Also, on Monday's show at 4:30, the king of TV talk shows, I am talking about...
Yes.
Jerry Springer.
Oh, he's excellent.
All right. Yay.
Jerry Springer.
Oh, he's great.
He's not great.
No, he is.
Is
he really great?
Yeah, he's a very talented, funny guy.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
Jerry Springer.
He's going to tell me whether or not they're my kids or not.
I just didn't believe Buzz when he said he was great.
No, I'm the one that would say he was great.
I'm in awe, actually.
All right. Let me see. Texters are writing in droves right now. Since I don't have your phones, I'll read your texts. Playing the Chewbacca taser sound bit would make me feel better while Buzz reads the end of the world. Fred from Warrington. I'll play it for you all by itself.
Nathan.
Nice mix. And now completely simultaneously, both Chewbacca and the Taser guy. 1, 2, 3, go.
Here we go.
Did you see any of the chat shows yesterday morning the politician that volunteered to let himself get tased?
Yeah, and then he was trying to be a tough guy. He really wasn't going down on the floor and collapsing.
He looked pretty tough, didn't he?
I would not allow myself to be tased.
Oh, I would hate it.
No, I would not like that at all.
Have you ever had a good electric shock, like 110?
Yeah. I actually sometimes when I'm really depressed, I stick my fingers in the light socket.
No. I mean, really, a real one.
I don't remember. I was a kid when I did.
You remember.
I had an exposed wire in my jukebox. Mm-hmm. And when I was changing the records out, I didn't know there was an exposed wire. And the first thing I felt, I honestly felt like there was warm water flowing through my body. And then I pulled my hand away and I said to Carrie, I feel really sleepy.
So how many volts did you get?
It was 110.
Did you get burnt on your finger at all?
It did. It crisped up my finger a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's nasty business.
Hey, something else to do on Monday's show.
Yeah.
One of the other texters says, my son David turns one today. Could you sing for him, please? This is Brian in Herndon. Brian, if you have your tape recorder ready to go, if you could record this.
Keep this forever.
This is for David?
Digitally. This is for Brian.
Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is David, his son.
David.
1, 2. Ready, guys?
Ready, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, David.
David.
To you.
Thank you. Another texter. Hey, Mike, what do you care? Syndication money, a nice salary, a home, nice cars. What about us people just starting out? Good times, good times.
Wow.
You don't walk in my shoes, pal. All right, you don't.
It wouldn't last
a
minute
shoes.
In your shoes.
You know, you don't know what it's like dealing with CBS executives every single day. The pressure every single day.
And think how much more your life would suck, Texter, without this show.
Somebody says, tell Buzz to say the bad news in a good way, like the sheriff of Rottingham in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I'll look into that.
Here's the news coming up.
I have news.
And what sort of news do you have? Not bad news, is it? You know, I can't take bad news. The day started out so good. Had a good night's sleep. Had a good BM. I don't want to hear any bad news. Now, what type of news is it?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
Thank you very much, and let's get him back on, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, the man, the legend, our final news. I hope there's something. There'll be good in here.
Sure.
Yeah.
There'll be a little good is here.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Oh, no, not that.
We're past the worst of it. Let me put it that way.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
There is, in fact, a new battery-powered cigarette on the market. We were talking about smokers and health. This new product actually delivers nicotine in a surprisingly satisfying vapor without any additives or without any smoke in yours or anyone else's lungs. The Smoking Everywhere e-cigarette is selling online for $150.
It's an e-cigarette? I thought, sure, it would be an i-cigarette in this modern day and age.
No, this one's an e.
No, is it like when you take it, do you suck on it?
You do.
And pardon the expression,
and,
of course.
And it has. And
you know what it's like?
Produces a vapor.
What's
you know what it's really like?
What's it like?
It's like the Final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, everything is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army.
That's
Ski
good.
Chalet, three locations online at SkiChalet.com. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I missed it. Go.
Don't be. Video game maker EA says it's getting into the sports fitness game. Nintendo's Wii system, Electronic Arts, is making new sports games for that system to go along with the ones already made by Nintendo.
Oh, now that's cool.
They're very good at this business.
It's a weird world we live in, boys.
It sure is.
I mean, after the news you have, and then you just roll right into the whole thing, and they're making a brand new game system. It's like, they're making new games. I know, but it's still, well, I guess it's just like going out and having a cigarette or drinking a beer.
I know.
Weird. I can't get it out of my head, and I know people are saying, hey, Mike, you talk politics, you know, it's depressing. And so, I'm sorry, guys. We got to talk about what everybody's talking about.
Please.
And when you're watching guys haul away from, the receptacle for DHL, because it's another one of the companies that has gone out of business.
Right.
It's weird. I find all of the news nowadays
surreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when Buzz reads the news from now on, it's like some sort of weird fantasy.
You like can play eerie music if you like.
Salvador Dali. I was just excited to hear that because I know my kids are going to ask Santa Claus for a Wii system this year, and you know it's always nice to see more games for the platform.
Mm-hmm. Look at Buzz. Yes. His nose is where his eye was.
His clock is melting.
And his ear is under his chin. Okay, more news, Picasso.
Dali. Mm-hmm. Could Hillary Clinton be our next Secretary of State?
Mike?
Word is.
You think yes?
I think absolutely. And I might have said this in private. I might have said this prior to the election. I actually think this is a great move.
She's a candidate.
This is somebody who knows all the world leaders, has traveled the world, knows it, and I think this is a great idea. And the fact is, they actually mended their fences, and this would prove that it wasn't BS that they were doing this.
True.
And we'll see what happens.
Word is, Obama is not overjoyed with his expected choices. Democrats John Kerry, Bill Richardson, former Senator Sam Nunn, or
not
Republican
John Kerry,
Chuck Hagel.
Please. I'm sorry. I was a Kerry supporter, but I'm, you know, I saw him interviewed, and it's just like, oh, yeah, come on, not Herman Munster.
And I don't care for the name Sam Nunn.
So
Sam
word Nunn. Is, actually a friend of his. But so word is, he's looking at Hillary. She was in Chicago yesterday. ABC News says it's heard the talks were, quote, very serious. She won't comment.
There's Hillary playing the guitar for Barack. I don't know what I'm doing.
Actually, it's Hillary singing. It's Hillary singing, but Bill is playing guitar.
Did you hear about the fight that they're having, Carla Bruni Sarkozy?
No.
Is, no.
Fighting? Doesn't that sound like you ought to be in a cancer ward when you hear that? Really, does Carla Bruni Sarkozy?
We've discovered a Sarkozy on your shoulder.
She was just talking about the fact that she was glad to get out of Italy, and now the Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi says that they're glad that she's not Italian, and it's going back and forth, and all these world leaders are hanging out together, and they're going to have to rearrange the tables now because they're having a big fight. We might have some world leaders on the show next week.
You know, I would like to speak to Berlin. What's his name?
Berlusconi.
Yeah, we've had him on before.
He's great.
Wonderful.
He's very happy and very sad at the same time.
He also always has good things to say to my mom's late dog.
Yes, yes, Otis in heaven.
That's right.
Now, if this means anything, Hillary for Secretary of State would be a popular choice. Polls show that she could have easily beaten McCain last week. In fact, by a much wider margin than did Obama. Mr. Obama, by the way, will meet with John McCain on Monday to talk about ways they can work together.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Church and the president-elect are already off to a bad start. However, this week, American bishops issued a statement saying they would work with Obama on
curing some
social ills, but work vigorously against him on a woman's right to choose abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a priest in South Carolina has told parishioners that if they voted for Obama, they are not welcome to receive communion.
Oh, my God.
Well played, Catholic Church.
Rob, there I am, a fallen Catholic, but I agree with you 100%.
In the Sacramento Archdiocese, a priest expelled a woman from Mass Sunday.
No, you have the wrong story. In Sacramento, the priest said, please put the meth pipes back in your car during Mass. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Priest expelled a woman from Mass on Sunday in an ugly confrontation because she had Obama signs on her car in the parking lot. When a newspaper reporter showed up to interview the priest threatened to sue him and then lunged at the reporter, trying to grab the reporter's notepad.
They're just men. Just remember that.
And flesh
some
and bone.
Certain proclivities for some of these men.
President-elect Obama's first post-election interview this Sunday on 60 Minutes. Michelle and Barack sit down with Steve Croft today in Chicago to record the piece. Sunday, Obama will officially resign as senator to focus on becoming the president.
Oh, no.
What?
I just got a text from Beluga.
Really?
Oh, no.
Well, what's Beluga say?
Mike, this is Beluga.
Yeah?
I pee on your clothes.
Well, you knew that.
Oh, my
God.
He's
just taunting you now.
And then Brian from Wichita wanted us to play a song.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Good choice, Brian.
You, Brian.
I
want
to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.
And then another texter wants to teach me how to fight someone with nothing but a scarf. Back to Buzz.
Color scarf?
I want to hear more about
that. Colors irrelevant, Rob.
Stunning.
Come on now.
In this age of unity, it is gratifying to see T-shirts and posters featuring Obama's face alongside that of Dr. Martin Luther King's. The merchandise quotes the words of Dr. King, "I have a dream that change is going to come." Dr. King's estate, mostly his nephew and the King Center in Atlanta, say it deserves hundreds of thousands of dollars in licensing fees for the use of Dr. King's words and likeness. Maybe millions of dollars. To quote the nephew, Isaac Newton Ferris Jr., we cannot allow our brand to be abused.
God.
The King Center successfully sued CBS Television when it sold a documentary featuring excerpts from the dream speech.
Did they do any good with the money? Or is it just going to private enterprise?
Some of it went to the King Center. The rest of it went to his relatives who divided the estate.
I'm conflicted. I normally like anyone who sues CBS, but I don't know.
You better be careful with this economy, Rob.
You're right, Mike.
That's right.
We were talking about Bill O'Reilly, conservative talk show host earlier. Dan Shelley, who now works for CBS in New York, used to be the program director at a conservative talk station in Milwaukee. Here, he says, are right-wing radio's two secrets to success. He programmed one of these stations. He says, one...
Hold on, let me get my pen out.
You're going to write this down. One, make the listeners feel like victims. That's the first rule of conservative talk radio. Two, make the listeners feel empowered through you by ranting about how they've been wronged. The louder, says Dan, the better.
Hey, I'm not conservative, but I rant.
Sure.
Maybe there's hope.
There is hope, Mike.
All right.
And finally, today's riddle. A riddle for you, gentlemen.
Incidentally, a texter writes, Picasso was not a surrealist fag.
Yeah, Mike.
What's that?
This is the number three tip for how to make it.
Yes, number three. Dallas week.
Dallas sucks.
Thank you.
Finally, a gentleman, a riddle for you. Today's riddle. How did the
Yes? I love riddles. This is exciting.
Good.
That's really glad that you helped his timing there with that. He was so excited about that.
How did the Montana Highway Patrol manage to stop just one car and arrest two drunk drivers?
I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you.
To get to the other side.
Exactly, Rob. After being tipped off by a bus driver about a weaving car, officers stopped this car and brought the driver into the squad car. While they were there, the driver's drunk passenger slid behind the wheel of the stopped car and drove away. They stopped him a few hundred yards later and made their second DUI arrest.
I like that.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Beth Ann. Thank you, Joe Ardinger. I want to remind everybody that we've got Dogology author Vicki Croak at 4.
You're making that up.
Jerry Springer right after that at 4:30 on Monday's show. Thanks to Steve Ducey from Fox and Friends. Make sure you check out his book. What the hell is the name of that book?
You guys remember?
Tales from the Dad Side. Also, I want to thank Bill McGowan, image consultant, and also Colin Boyd from GetTheBigPicture.net.
And Prince Charles.
Oh, and Prince Charles, thank you. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ortinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, there once was a woman named Rose who had a wart on the end of her nose. They'd mock her all day, but Rose would just say, at least my arms are much longer than Bo's. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Mike Cherry. Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.